is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another very special edition of the Burnout Brighter podcast. This is episode 138. My name's Matt. I'll be your host for this evening's events. I'm joined, as always, by my wonderfully lovely...
No, I'm going to be the host. I'm going to be the host.
There you go.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I have been gone. I wasn't here last week, and I know you missed me. So, and Matt didn't even, like, mention me. Like, I listened to the whole podcast. He didn't even mention me. Like, he wasn't even like, Dusty's not here because of this. He just didn't, like, I didn't exist. I was a little hurt. But Lou mentioned me in the comments, so that was nice. Anyways, thanks for joining us again. Good to be back with Matt, my semi-lovely co-host. And yeah, let's just jump right into it. Matt, are you ready to jump into it?
Before we get into it anymore, make sure you like, subscribe, share, do all the fun stuff. D, we have a new miniseries starting in May. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Ooh, so we have our new miniseries that Matt already just said. He already said miniseries. I'm just saying it again so you guys realize that.
Sorry, what was it?
It's a miniseries.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool. Okay, so. As you may know, or if you don't know, May is a special month that we like to focus on.
Sorry, you said May, no, which was very clever. I enjoyed that very much.
Which is a very special month that we like to focus on mental health awareness. And not just us, like that is the month of mental health awareness that like a lot of organizations will be coming together to talk about mental health awareness. And as you know, we like to talk about that on our show. But we also really love doing special series that kind of like hyper focus on topics that we think are really important. So we will be working with Safe in Our World, which is another podcast, another organization that does amazing things within the gaming community, to bring you some developers, some special guests to talk about mental health for the month of May. It's going to be a 6-to-4-part series. And I think we're going to drop the first video, next week?
The week that this episode goes live, there will be an episode.
Later that week.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be kind of like an introduction into what we're doing and a little bit about Safer in Our World. Because, guys, we love highlighting people who are working within the organization and working in the game industry. Because we all definitely probably need a little bit of mental health awareness. I think one of the things that's important is you might not know that you're suffering with something. So definitely check out this series and check out our other series that we wrapped up a couple of weeks ago, which has some great assets and some people that you could reach out to who are actively working as counselors, psychiatrists, doctors, therapists, and they're using geek culture to treat whatever you're dealing with. So yeah, stay tuned for that. It's going to be called what, Matt?
It's going to be called I Forgot.
Power of Play.
There you go. You put me so on the spot. You know, like that time when like the teacher would ask you a question and you'd be like trying to avert your eyes and they called you and my mind just went blank. Like there was nothing happening up there. I wasn't even trying to be like, wait, what is the name? Nothing. There was nothing existing in my brain space. Blank. It was just empty. And I was just, I don't know.
But I love it.
Make sure you guys tune in. We're going to have some fantastic developers coming on who've made really beautiful games about mental health. So get ready for that. You'll learn all about that more on the first episode coming, this week, the week that this will go live.
Week.
So get excited. Please be excited because that's awesome. And we're excited to talk all about that. Now, without further ado, Destiny, it's been a minute since we've checked in with you because, you know, I was sick. We were traveling. We were kind of all over the place. So let's do a bit of a debrief. And first, okay, listen, I'm sorry I forgot to bring you up last week. I was a little bit nervous. It was the first time me and Lou were rocking solo together. I got swept up in the moment and that's on me. And I'm sorry.
It's fine because I know that like everybody who watched it was like, damn, where's Destiny? And it's cool. I'm here in your heart. I was there in spirit.
You were there.
Yeah, I was there in spirit.
And
I was
spirit
actually
and in heart.
Florida. Probably high on edibles or something. I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, if you're if you're in Florida, I mean, I feel like that's by de facto. You like work your way into Florida and they're like, here
legal.
Are some edibles. Here are some edibles and please continue on.
They were like the best edibles I had ever had and they were orange flavored. And I don't know if that's because Florida is like the state of oranges, but they were like delicious and it was legal. Okay.
So I just want
people to know that. I'm not drug use.
I have to say, especially, it's legal here in Canada. I think edibles are like my favorite way to go. They weren't for the longest time, but ever since events transpired with us, they've kind of become my favorite. And then obviously, like, having COVID, we were like, well, we don't want to be like smoking while we have COVID, because that our lungs are already messed
with your lungs. Yeah.
So we've gone down an edible trip, and it's they're wonderful. A good time. They're so
absolutely delightful. Like, yeah. If you haven't tried them and you want to try them and you're of legal age and they're legal where you are, go to your nearest smoke shop and grab some.
Be careful of the dosing. Be careful of how much you're taking, because that can mess you up if you are not used to them. Destiny gave me some at one point and they hit me like a truck. I'm not even talking
about it. It's amazing. It's amazing when it hits you, because you're just like, you feel it. Like, you're like, oh, there it is. And like, that's like, how it is for me every time.
For me, it's like, oh, there it is. And then that one time I was like, oh, there it is. Time to sleep. And off I went. Granted, I slept wonderfully that night. But yeah. So anyways, Dee, what you been up to? What's going on? What's new?
So if you guys don't know, my gay ex-boyfriend, the love of my non-existent gay life, got married. And he's been on the show before. So huge congratulations to James for serving. And Robert, they're right now, they're in Spain on their honeymoon, which is amazing. I'm so jelly.
Dang.
But one day I'm going to do it. Not get obviously married, but go to Spain.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you choose to do, Destiny, is up to you. You can even get married in Spain. Who knows?
Oh my God, that's a good idea. I'll just put both of those together.
Yeah. And then you can honeymoon in Florida. It'll be perfect.
I probably would. You have Busch Gardens, Universal, Disney. Of all those places.
There you go.
Oh my God. You love crowded places. Have you heard the Disney controversy?
Yes.
You love crowded places. Okay, we're not going to talk about
that. We're not going to talk about that, but like.
That was wild. But anyway, so I was there for like a week, which is one of the reasons why I wasn't on the show last week. I just didn't have the proper setup and things like that. And that was amazing, spending time with like one of my best friends from college, Erica, who is great. And if you guys want to kind of check out what we are like when we're high, just jump on over to my TikTok, because there are a lot of videos of us just being absolutely idiots. I also want to say I met some amazing people. I'm not going to throw their names in here, but I have met some incredible people this past week, which is like super, super cool. I am going to throw this on there, and then like this person may watch this, or like he may not watch it, but
hold on. Wait. I want to guess. Are you going to say his name, or are you not going to name drop him?
I'm going to name drop him.
Okay, wait. Can you give me the first letter? I want to see if I can guess the name.
C.
Curtis.
No. Curtis.
Constantinople.
No. It's like the name that like shall not be named. You know how I feel about this name and like talking to any guy with this name.
Is it a Chris?
It's a fucking Chris.
It's a Chris? You got along with the Chris?
I got along with the Chris.
The end days like, coming.
He doesn't even know how I feel about it, but if he watches this episode, he'll understand.
He's going to be like, oh.
Yeah. No, what's funny is he brought up the fact that like most Chris's are douches, and I was like, you're absolutely right. I didn't even have to say anything.
So this Chris knows what he's about.
Yeah, he knows what he's about.
Okay, good.
So for the people who don't know, I don't usually like I put up a mental block if your name is Chris. Like I absolutely want nothing, like we can be friends, but I want like nothing intimate to do with you, because I feel like you're all dickheads. And to be fair, you're probably not, but like when it comes to romantic, like Chris's and Destiny's usually just don't mix well. And I can say that because I've literally dated like 8 people named Chris.
Well,
I don't know why it took 8. Like I don't, you know what I'm saying? I think I was trying to be like
just making sure. Lucas's mom always said, try it once to make sure that you like it. Try it twice to make sure you don't. Try it 8 times if their guy's name is Chris. So, I mean, yes. That's just.
And Lucas' mom is so smart. And that's where I got the advice from. So
and actually, like your couple name would also be like Crestini, which feels either like bad toothpaste or just kind of gross. So
that's
like,
so
like,
gross.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I caught Crestini over the weekend. And then your friend would be like, I'm so sorry for you.
Anyways, listen, it's not even like that. So let me explain. He and you guys can go follow him, because he actually went viral for a video, like a couple of videos. But the reason why I found him is because you know who my baby daddy is? Kratos from God of War.
Darren.
No. Never. Anyways, Kratos from God of War. He did like this video on Kratos, and that's how I kind of discovered him like a while back. And I was like, oh my God, this guy is actually like talking like knowledge. He's speaking knowledge. So, and he's really funny. So I was following him on that. But recently, like we've just been like talking, like, and he's just a really cool person. Like, no, Matt. No.
I'm not saying anything. Continue.
Your face is conveying it all. And it's going to be weird if he watches this.
Fine.
Because he's already seen some of our videos. And I warned him ahead of time that you fuck with me. And now he realizes, is that what you do? Like, you do that. But anyways.
I have no stop. Emotion nor no response.
Stop. Anyways, guys, go check him out. He, like, has, like, really awesome content. He's definitely a gamer. Like, he's, like, one of those gamers who platinums everything. Matt, if you don't fucking stop, I'm not going to be able to finish talking.
But, hold on, wait. How do people find him? What's his, like, YouTube channel?
Chris Dixon.
Okay, there you go. So go, I'll make sure to
the show notes. We're going to put it down in the notes anyways. But, like, yeah, I'm just giving a shout out to him because I think he really does create, like, amazing content. And he is really, really funny. So I think if you're into games... and you just like to laugh and shit, like go give him a follow. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I brought him up is because he suggested that I should watch Westworld. What?
Sorry, it's just funny because you brought him up like 7 minutes ago and now we're only finally getting to the reason why you brought him up. And that's both of our faults. Okay, Westworld, like the old school lawyer show?
No, Westworld, like this.
Oh, show. No. Oh, the Andrew. The
one with the stuff in the West.
Yeah.
So I'm on the fourth episode. And listen, I was watching it last night in the dark and I realized that was probably not the best for me.
Right.
Because I got scared a couple of times and then I felt like there were going to be jump scares. So I just like skipped ahead like a few times because I don't like the idea of androids or like robots that look too humanish. Mm-hmm. Like it, I don't know, it kind of creeps me out or when you see them and they're kind of jerky and their movements are kind of human, but not human. Mm-hmm. But if you guys haven't checked out Westworld, please check it out and tell me your thoughts.
I'm thinking of West Wing. That's what I was thinking of in terms of like the lawyer. And sorry.
You've seriously been trying to figure out what you're
thinking
about.
Yeah, I was like, why would I associate Westworld with like, old lawyer courtroom drama, and that's West Wing. Yeah. Sorry, go on. Yes, I have heard of Westworld. It's another show that I kept meaning to watch because I kept hearing how good it was. I just never got around to it. So far, we should
watch it.
Four episodes in, it's a recommendation. You're enjoying it?
I am definitely enjoying it. But also, it's exhausting because for someone like me, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going on, and there's a lot going on.
Okay,
I keep burping. I'm sorry. That's why I keep stopping. But my roommate, Jackie.
Shout out, Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. Oh, my God. I have to tell you what she did earlier. Well, she's been watching it, and I wanted to, like, talk to someone about it to kind of see if, like, what I was thinking was happening, and I was like, don't make any weird faces. So she basically pulled a U where she didn't like show any expression. But after I kind of gave her my theories, she was like, I think you're gonna like the way the first season ends. So that was enough for me to be like, I think I'm on the right track with what's going on, because I'm like picking out a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. But I do want you to watch it, and at some point I definitely want us to talk about it. Because I need somebody to talk to about this show. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so I've been watching that, and he also recommended a show called Being Human. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. It's like a British show where it's like it sounds like a joke, and he said the same thing, but it really does. It's a ghost, a werewolf, and a vampire, and they all live together in an apartment.
Okay, not at all where I thought you were going with that whatsoever, but okay, go on.
So I think I got to like the second or third episode. I don't know if I'm going to finish it just because the werewolf is such a whiny little bitch in the entire, like, he annoys me so bad. You might like it, not because you like whiny bitches. I mean, like, you might like the show.
It's right up your alley.
Yeah. So if you like, cause I do like vampire, ghost, like werewolfy shit, not Twilight, never Twilight, but I do like, you know, stuff like that. So I thought I'd like it, but his character just really annoys me. Like, and I don't know if I could finish it. But if you like it, like, tell me, and I might like suffer through a couple of episodes. But Yeah, that's all I've been up to. Nice. Really quickly, I'm going to tell you what Jackie did. So
Jackie!
I was in a meeting, and I was in a meeting for work, and she knocks on the door. And I'm thinking if she's knocking at the door, it's going to be something like important. So she knocks on the door, and she's like, are you in a call? Are you in a meeting? Are you busy? And I was like, no, no, it's fine. Just come in. I'll mute myself. She literally comes in to ask me which biscuit I want because they're two different sizes. And the thing is that Erica makes these amazing biscuits. And so I brought some home, but I only bought three home, right?
Okay.
So she already ate one yesterday. And so she wanted to eat another one today. And so she literally comes in with the thing, like the fucking Ziploc bag and the foil. And she's like, I just want to know which biscuit
you want. I need a biscuit. Which one's
and
yours?
I was like, I thought it was important. You're fucking asking me about biscuits.
Hey, better that. And that, because it is important, right? Like, better that.
It is important. I would have been mad.
Exactly.
If she ate, like, the biggest one.
So
yeah.
Better make it into a funny story of Jackie barging in. Because I just imagine her kicking the door down being like, biscuits? Which, like, I know it didn't
which
happen.
Which she did
like
when she threw that fucking candy in my face.
Which, again, Hall of Fame move. Like, that's a top five. So I'm glad that she at least asked and didn't just like pelt you with a couple of biscuits and being like,
that's
which
true.
One is yours?
She
throw one back.
She would never waste food like that. She would never waste food like
no,
that.
No, no, no. Who's wasting food? She would still eat it.
Also,
I imagine. 5 second rule.
Probably. So if they have this up there, if they have this wherever you guys are. So we bought some moonshine and I like have like some sitting up there. But like literally this is butter pecan moonshine. Can you see that? It's so
old smoky.
Yes. So good. It comes in bigger jars, but we just got shots. And then there's like banana pudding. I love banana pudding. And
I don't know if I've ever actually had like moonshine, like straight up.
Well, it's usually like back when they made it, they would call it like white lightning. And it was just like this very strong liquor. But
I feel like that should be my new nickname.
No. But if you have a liquor store up there, and I know you, you're so fucking dumb. We're breaking character.
White lightning.
No. That sounds like slightly racist.
I know.
Matt, fucking dummy.
Like, go on.
But I know you like to drink. So like, or if any of our listeners like to drink, please go to try out. Like they have a lot of flavors. We tried apple pie.
Is it like super sweet though? Like, is it super sugary?
I only tried a sip of the banana,
okay,
and it tastes like banana pudding. Like banana
okay.
pudding sweet. It's a dessert.
So it's not something that you can like drink like a lot of, but like if it's like if you want like a drink and it's like a tasty thing, kind of like that kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's great if you mix it with something else. So like what we did is we made we wanted to make alcoholic milkshakes.
Okay.
So like just some vanilla ice cream and then add like this.
Yeah.
So good.
That does sound delicious. Senna yeah. just showed me a TikTok of like putting, have you had Melona before? It's like a fruit popsicle. Yeah. And it's like a Korean fruit popsicle, but basically because somebody on TikTok took like a bunch of
oh,
them.
Oh, the melon one.
Yeah. And like mixed it with a bunch
one.
Of
yes.
soju and like made a drink out of it. So that sounds like same,
oh, I
same
saw
world.
That
guy is the
I
best. He, every time he starts the video, it's like, yo. And it just like resonates
it just
in
gets
my soul.
Better.
It just resonates in my soul. He has such a wonderful voice. Yo, it's so deep. I envy that.
I love
that.
Deep voices. That's my thing.
Yeah.
That's one of my things.
Mm-hmm.
Deep voices. And
which is why you and Darren.
Darren does not have a fucking deep voice. What are you talking about?
Listen, I'm like, okay, he's been gone from the show for what feels
you
like 7 years
you
now.
You said you would stop once he left.
Right,
look
but here,
you.
Right, okay, you know I lie. But anyways.
I know.
but like, I kind of want to see... Like, I'm just going to, Darren, if you're listening, I want to see a comment. This is the test, right? He's been gone for a second now. He promised to listen to the show. So, Darren, if you're listening, you better comment turkey breast in the comments with nothing else. Just turkey breast,
turkey
period.
Breast.
This is your challenge. And we'll see whenever this is going to happen.
How long does he have to comment?
Lord knows. He's never going to do it anyway. So, like, if it ever pops
he's
up, it's going to be like 100
it.
Years
That's
from now. And I'm going to be like, turkey breast with my head in a jar
when
floating.
When he comes on. Like when he comes on again, you know, we should just be like, Darren, how's the turkey breast? He is going to be.
He's not going to have no idea. You know what the best part is? We're not going to have any idea either because we're going to forget.
We're going to forget. That's true. I get excited, guys. I get excited for, and I plan stuff and then I totally forget. But anyways, enough about me and Kratos and drinking and wow, this, I am a poster child for all the bad things that you should.
You got to enjoy your life too, man. You whatever. Do. As long as you're doing YOLO. It responsibly, do your thing.
Yeah. Do it responsibly.
Yeah.
Okay. And don't self-medicate. Alcohol is not the way to go. We're going into Mental Health Awareness Month. And I just want to like put that out there. Like if you're struggling with anything, like definitely do not do self-medication. Like that's really important. So enough about me and like all of that. Thank you. I appreciate that. Matt, what the fuck have you been up to?
I've been up to stuff. I finished Dying Light 2 yesterday, the day before. So we'll have, by the time that this is live, the review will be live as well. It's okay. It's fine. I'm not going to go too deep into it. But like the writing gets like really cringy at points. Like I made the same comment last week, but like, it's still like, even now getting to the end, it feels like I wrote this when I was like 13 with like long hair, listening to My Chemical Romance and trying to be funny. Like
first it's just, of all, My Chemical Romance is bomb.
I love My Chemical Romance, no hate, but again, I just want to put you in like the right mind space.
Right. I'm there.
Yeah. So just like really cringy at points, and just like you and I both swear a lot, but like this just feels like it's there for the sake of being there. Like it feels so forced. I ran into a bunch of technical issues where like I'd have to repeat like 20 to 30 minutes of gameplay because I would get to a certain point to talk to a character and it wouldn't let me talk to them because they're like, enemies are nearby, when there was nothing nearby. And you'd have to like reload your save or like fast travel, which there aren't a lot of fast travel points, to like way back and like sleep and then run all the way back to where you were. So like it's just it's unfortunate because like when the game works, like I think like the first 10 hours I was having fun with it, it was really enjoyable, and then the next 10 hours there were parts of it that I liked, but like it just got more and more grating the more and more went on. And like a lot of the side content just doesn't feel meaningful. Like it is a fun game. It's one of those like things where if you just turn your brain off and enjoy it and just know that there will be issues along the way, you might have fun with it. For me, like it's a wait for sale. Like don't buy this game full price. And like the developers have been working a lot to add stuff to the game, to fix a lot of the bugs in the last few months. Cause apparently when it initially came out, it was in much worse shape. So like, it's at a point now where like it's fine. It's fine. It's like it's okay. I think this is like the most 6 out of 10 game I've played in a long time, if I were to throw a number at it. So it's I would say wait for sale. Unless you're like, I'm a huge fan of the first one, I'm sure you'll continue to find stuff you like here. But there was just enough there for me that I was kind of like, and then I have been watching a couple different things. I started Atlanta finally, which you've been trying to get me to do for a while. I think I'm like 4 or 5 episodes in. And like I tried to watch it when it initially started back in the day because I am a fan of Donald Glover. And like it just didn't click. This time it's clicking much more. Like it's I think it's fantastic. Like a lot of the acting, and like especially now going back and being like, it's the dude from The Eternals. And it's the dude from, I forgot the name of the movie now.
He's been in a lot of movies.
He's been in a lot. Lakeith Steinfeld is his name, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Lakeith.
But he was also in Get Out. But like he wasn't the main character in Get Out.
He, what am I thinking? It's the one where it's just, he was the main actor of the movie where they were like calling people and he had to put on like a white voice to like in sales. Sorry to bother you.
Sorry to bother you. Okay. Yeah.
That was Lakeith, right?
I haven't seen that yet. Yeah, that was Lakeith.
Okay, cool. Yeah. He's so hot. It's been a few years since I saw it. Yeah. Yeah. And Tessa Thompson is in that too. She's also incredibly hot. Yeah, he's so funny. He's so funny in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
A couple of lines, I have like lost it. I'm like, what? Like, what the fuck? But it's so good. And then the other show that I've been watching is Barry, which like Darren has been yelling at me about for months. And I keep hearing about it.
I think I saw it. Is it like on Hulu or something?
I don't know where it is in America.
Where is it at in Canada?
HBO. So it's on Crave.
Oh, then it's HBO. It's on HBO.
At least I think. But yeah, anyway, so like I've been watching that and like I ripped through like the first season and it has Jesus, what is his name? I just blanked on his name as I was speaking. Bill Hader. Bill Hader is the main character and he's in like an assassin. But he's like trying to get out from the life, so he's like trying to join this like comedy troupe. It's a really weird, not comedy strip, sorry, like an acting thing. Like he's trying to get into acting. It's really weird and it's really strange, but it's like really addicting. It's a lot of fun. And it's also like dark and messed up sometimes. It's a really brilliantly put together show. So like if you're curious at all, go check it out, because it's been pretty cool.
I do like weird movies. Like one of my favorite weird movies is, well, series, but one of my favorite weird movies is Lars and the Real Girl.
Never heard of it.
You've never seen that? It's with Ryan Gosling. Oh my god, it's with Ryan Gosling, and like I think his parents die, and I think he himself in the movie, the character's on the spectrum, and he like buys a sex doll. And not that he like, he doesn't have like sex with the sex doll, but he has this full-on relationship with the doll, and his brother's like, it's
watch it. This sounds like a wild
really
ride.
It's really good. It's weird, but it's really, really good. It's like heartfelt.
Yeah. For like Barry, I think it reminds me a lot of Breaking Bad in terms of like the vibe.
I never watched that.
Yeah, but just like for anybody who's like curious, it gives me a lot of the same kind of vibes. It's not as slow as Breaking Bad is, especially like in the beginning. Breaking Bad is it's a slow burn by design. I don't think Barry is anywhere near that slow, but I'm getting like that similar kind of feeling, that similar kind of vibe from it. So if you're curious, check out Barry as well, because that's, I've been really enjoying that. But this is perfect, Dee. We've been talking a lot about what we've been watching, which is perfect because our main topic for today is going to be all about Sonic the Hedgehog 2. We both saw the movie. Now, before we get into Sonic 2, let's give a quick refresher of how we felt about the first one, because you and I both liked Sonic 1.
Yeah, no, I liked it.
So, like, what about the first one did you like?
I think it just really pulled on my nostalgia, like, heartstrings. Mm-hmm. Like, seeing Sonic, like, and I think one of the really important things that I really appreciated about, like, the production company is that they really listened to the fans and they redesigned it. If he had looked like their original Sonic that they were showing in trailers, I would not have gone to see that movie.
Right? Yeah, like, it was, I did not like that initial design. I hate that he had, like, teeth, like,
he had, like,
human
tiny,
teeth.
Weird teeth. Yeah,
just
weird.
Super weird. Yeah, I was a big fan of the first one as well. I was pleasantly surprised. Is it a perfect movie? No, but it's a lot of fun, and I think it really is one of the best video game movies. Like, it nails Sonic as a character. Like, it's
so well.
It's a great time. So now going into Sonic 2, which you and I have both been excited about, we know, you know, Idris Elba is here as Knuckles, we know Jim Carrey is back as Robotnik, you know, Tails part of the crew this time. There was a lot of hype riding into it. I mean, a lot of people really love Knuckles, and we're not going to get into spoilers or anything for the movie, so don't worry about us ruining it. We're not going to get into that territory, but we are going to talk about what we thought about it, what we want out of a potential sequel, so that will be a bit spoilery. We'll make sure to warn you before we get into there. And talking about the side series, the streaming series that, you know, got announced, which is all about Knuckles. But Dee, Sonic 2, we saw it. What did you think?
Okay, so I didn't think it was as strong as the first one, and I don't know why, but that's just how I felt. I felt like they were really trying to push that like family feeling that they already had with the first one, and I just felt like it didn't need to carry over to the second one. I also thought there was going to be like a lot more action. There is a ton of action in the movie.
There's a bunch, yeah.
I thought there was going to be like a lot more. It was super funny. It was very funny. But I don't know. I think maybe I like the first one a little more because I didn't know what to expect going in. Mm-hmm. And this one, I kind of knew what to expect. I knew that Tails was going to come in. I was super excited for Idris Elba to voice Knuckles. My only issue with Knuckles, and I hope this isn't like spoilery because I'm not telling you something that happens in the movie. I just feel like he was a lot like the character Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Agreed.
And I think Knuckles done it first, it would have been like hilarious. I think a lot of people would have been raving about his character. But he was so similar in personality and everything to Drax that I immediately was like, that's Drax. Do you
right.
know what I mean?
I agree. I feel like that Drax from like Guardians 1 almost made like, it's not a new character archetype, but I think it like repopularized it, the kind of fish out of water and like taking things very literally. And I feel like we've like since the first Guardians, we've seen so much more of that kind of character across media. Like it's just kind of, it's like become funny now to like replicate the same thing that, you know, James Gunn did with Drax. And yeah, I agree. I think Knuckles kind of grows into his own character by the end of the movie, but I think you're right. Like for the, like a lot of it, I was kind of like, yeah, this just feels like Idris Elba being Drax.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. So I'm hoping, I just felt like they could have done so much more with Knuckles instead of just him being like, I'm the protector and I don't get like social commentary. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I just felt like they could do more, which maybe they are with the series. So I am still excited to see that. I loved Jim Carrey through, like, I loved him even more as Dr. Robotnik in this one.
Yes.
I just thought he was like absolutely phenomenal. I didn't even mind that he hadn't gotten fat off of all the mushrooms from the first movie.
Right.
But I loved him. The one character that I found super annoying was his lackey.
I feel like that's just been like, his character is ultimately so useless and almost feels like tacked on representation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's like the whole weird. I think we've seen this whole, oh, I'm obsessed with my boss kind of like archetype, especially for a lot of LGBTQ plus characters. I feel like we've seen this time and time again. And I feel like it's just like tired and an old, like played out trope that like his character ultimately adds nothing to the movie besides being like comic relief in a really strange way.
No. And I agree. I also feel like the sister, you know, the sister of the main
yes.
chick.
Yes.
I'm also like, what was that even necessary? Like that whole story arc. I was just like,
so that's the thing.
It was just very, I was just like, why?
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, so that's one of the things that I actually really like about the movie. Because I do agree with you. I do still think I liked parts of both. That I think if they took parts of two and parts of one,
yes,
and that is what three is, I think it's going to be a really great movie.
I agree.
I think one kind of nails a bit the humor a bit more. I thought one was funnier than the second one was. I think the jokes kind of landed a bit better.
I think so too. Like the turtle.
Yeah. Like I feel like
that was,
yes.
It was like subtle funny.
Yeah.
Right. And I felt like this one was trying too hard.
A little
to
bit
be funny in some places. And I was just like, oh,
but yeah. Like, yeah. There was no turtle moment in the second one. I thought like there wasn't anything that there were parts that made me chuckle, but like, I remember sitting in the theater on the first one and you and I were cackling about that turtle. Yeah. Like, I just don't think there was anything that really reached that. But like,
yeah.
I think like, I love what they did with Sonic, Knuckles and Tails as like a trio. I love that we got a bunch of screen time with them. And I love that I love that largely the humans were just kind of shoved to the back outside of Jim Carrey, obviously. Who was right. very still had a very present, like they kind of took James Marsden and everybody and we're just kind of like, you're on a vacation over there.
Listen,
and we're gonna
I
leave you there.
I totally had more Jason Marsden like all throughout that movie. See, I'm just saying, I
for me
like
James Marsden, you think, yeah, I mean,
he's
what
hot.
Is he, Cyclops?
I hated him as Cyclops.
I know,
I hated him as Cyclops.
He's a perfect like vanilla actor, like he's just kind of there, you know, he's milk toast, he's fine. I want all those humans just gone. I don't want them in these movies. I have much more fun with like Sonic and the rest of them than them kind of like shoving it, because they felt like an afterthought, you know what I mean?
They did feel like an afterthought. They did. I was just saying I wanted more James Marsden because James Marsden and he's hot, but like no, I agree. Even like the cop who was like kind of patrolling because, you know, James
yes.
is kind of like,
he was just,
I was like,
dumb.
What is this?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. They were like, we need to put more people in this because everything's going to be CGI, which you absolutely don't. So moving forward, like, you don't need to do that.
No. And like, even then, like I did like, like the mountain bar scene, because there that's a great way of having Sonic and Tails interacting with actual people in a way that generally works, right? Like, I feel like, yeah, like just
I was mad confused in that scene though, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah, it was just ridiculous.
What is happening? And then like I feel like the animation was not as good as it could have been for the dance scene.
Yeah, I feel like they saved a lot of it obviously for like the big
for the
final
action,
battle.
Yeah.
Which
wasn't
fine.
Even that big. You know what I mean? Like, it was, but then it was like all of a sudden you like he just it, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like I was ready for like literally
for like a throwdown. Yeah, I was too.
A big throwdown.
I was too at the end. At the end, like especially when things happen, like I was ready for a bit more of a fight and then just kind of ends.
It kind of fizzled out, right?
Yeah.
It's like he got to like the ultimate version of himself. And then the fight was over.
Yeah. like, that's what I mean. Like, there, I feel like, and it's, I loved the glimpses that we saw of, like, the lore and the backstory. Like,
that
like
was cool.
The war
that
with,
was
like,
really cool.
Like, I mean, it's not spoilers because we already know that there was, like, in the first movie, it tells you about the war between the echidnas and, like, the owl and the other animals. And, like, I just, there's pieces of that that are so fascinating that I hope we get more of in the Knuckles series. But like there are parts there that like, again, and like a lot of what they did with Sonic, Knuckles and Tails and with, you know, with Eggman, like there are parts of it that are so good and big and fun. And then there are parts of it that are just kind of like, it's OK.
Humans.
It's OK. Yeah.
I really would have loved if they would cut out some of the stuff with the live action actors and like had given Tails like a better background story because they like didn't like he was just like, people don't like me on my planet because I have two tails. And that was it.
And he's like, I'm smart. And like,
yeah,
and I don't know this. I've seen people online apparently like ranting and raving and being upset about how this movie doesn't follow like quote unquote Sonic lore, which is such a funny thing for me because it's like there's enough like what are you upset? Are you upset that it doesn't follow the games from like 30 years ago? Or are you upset that it's not following the comics? Like what are you? And like even Sonic, I feel like there's no consistent lore.
It can't even be the games because there was like no real lore.
But that's what I mean. It's like, okay, so like, let them have fun in this world. And like, I'm glad that they took a lot of what worked in the first one. And I feel like made it better in the second one. While I think they almost got like too big, if that makes sense. Like you said, like some of like the humor and some of like the action felt a little more forced this time around. But like, I have to say like Ben Schwartz as Sonic, Idris Elba as Knuckles, and I cannot remember the voice actor.
Oh, before you even say her, that person's name, I was laughing because somebody was like, why do you, I was looking at a comment or something and they were like, why do you only have like the voice actors for Sonic and Knuckles up there? And the voice actress for Tails was up there, but they didn't realize that it was a woman.
Yeah, Colleen O'Shaughnessy. If I'm pronouncing her last name
I
properly.
Immediately knew that was a female voice.
Yeah. She rocked it. She was Sora in Digimon, which is just one of the best characters out there.
She did a really good job. She did a really good job.
Fantastic. And like she's been voicing Tails for like a little while, I think, across like other mediums as well. So like she's been in the role. But like, yeah, I feel like all three of them killed it. Like, I feel like this movie really did like solidify the cast largely. I think, like I said, I hope we get less of the human side. And like what I'm sure is going to be the third one, but like, yeah, I had a lot of fun with this movie. I had a lot of fun with it.
And I did too. And I do think that the third movie is going to be more focused on Sonic because it's like, it's been like a lead up of him growing up into the person.
Yes.
Or not person, but
the hedgehog.
Being that he's supposed to be. Right. So
yeah.
I do think, yeah. Cause there was a lot less humans in this one, but it was like weird cutaways to things we didn't care about.
Yeah. Like, and like,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, because that would have. This is not spoiling the movie. It's just a really dumb scene. But like when, oh my God, what is his name? What is the fiance's name?
I don't remember his name. Randall. God. I just looked it up. His name in his act. Shamar Moore.
Shamar Moore. Okay. When Shamar Moore goes up to him and he's like all like beefed out and stuff like that. And he's like, yeah, show me your muscles. And then James Marsden, he doesn't really show his muscles, but I was like, you guys are like the same size. Like, what is this comparison? Like,
right. Yeah.
Have you seen his arms? I was like, what was that?
Right. It's like, what is this joke? The man's obviously ripped.
Yes. He is ripped.
Right.
All right. So I was like, I don't understand.
Yeah, and like that, like that whole subplot, like it just
that was just stupid.
It was just dumb. Like there was just a
lot
going
on
there.
Mad at the end of that. Listen, I was mad. You're not gonna ruin my wedding and lie to me all the way up until like something happens, and I'm gonna take you back.
Yeah, there's moments like that just like the human side just feels like, again, so kind of like tacked on, and like ultimately feels more of like we need to get Sonic and Tails to this certain location, and this is how we're going to do it, by planting the humans there and having it just strange. And like I said, like they nail so much of what Sonic and Tails and Knuckles are and their relationship that like when the movie kind of drags, when you cut back to the humans or when you cut back to you know, Robotnik's lackey and like the other cop that is just like,
yeah, it's just,
it just brings the movie to such like a stop. So that's what I mean. Like, if you, like, the first movie is all about, like, you know, Sonic accepting himself and like finding family, but then the second one,
he just lost his family, right?
Yeah,
like, he just lost the only person he knew. I just felt like that one was more heartfelt, and I did not mean the human interaction in that one, but this one, it just felt like an annoying fly.
Yeah,
and I was just like, I don't care what you guys are doing, like, get back to Sonic.
Yeah, and it's like the first one is like, he needs a family, so he finds this human family. And now the second one's like, okay, but he needs friends and like a different kind of family. So now he finds like other animal creatures.
Now he has that, people he can grow up with.
Yeah, and so it's just funny. Kind of like, so I just,
but it's cute. But it's,
it is
corny.
Cute. I just, it just, it just feels too similar to the first one. You know what I mean? In terms of like a narrative structure. So I'm hoping the third one kind of moves away from that. So
let's, I want some massive battles.
That's, I'm saying, so spoilers, because to talk about what we want out of Sonic 3, we're going to have to spoil the, we're gonna have to spoil the ending of Sonic 2. So fast forward like 5 minutes, you know, jump ahead a little bit if you don't want Sonic 2 spoiled for you whatsoever, including the post credits, because, you know, to talk about Sonic 3, we need to talk about it. So spoiler warning, spoiler warning, spoiler warning. All right. Let's start off with the big one, because obviously the most hype moment for me in this movie is the confirmation that we're getting Shadow, which is just unreal. I want to see Shadow. I'm so excited he's going to be in the third one. Now, what do you want out of a Shadow storyline, and do you think he's going to have guns like he did in the Shadow video game?
I don't think he's going to have, well,
I hope he
might
have
guns. Like, he might, though, because like they're playing him off. Like when you see him, he's obviously in like this place, like where he's been, like, it looks like he's been genetically frozen or engineered.
Yeah.
So he'll probably have access to guns, but I feel like if they do that, it would kind of kill the whole vibe that they put in the first and the second
I'm giving him like a sniper rifle. Like, that game was so stupid. Go on.
I am excited for it, and I'm curious, because everybody's talking about what Jim Carrey said about retiring, but I have to keep reminding him that he also said if he likes the project that he would do it. So I'm curious to see if, like, Jim Carrey is going to be in the third one. If he's not, then it's going to be really weird. But if he's not, it would be the perfect time to, like, kind of eliminate the humans.
Right. And that's kind of what I was thinking. Like, I don't want Jim Carrey gone, but, like, he's been the central focus of the last two movies. I would rather him, like, not be in the third one, except for, like, the post-credit scene where we see, like, what he's been working on, setting up, like, a Sonic 4.
Oh, my God. Or you, like, just see him, like, twisting his...
Exactly, way. Right? So, like, I want a real focus in on Shadow in the third one, and basically being, like, the dark Sonic, and, like, them kind of coming to terms with them being, I don't know if they're going to make it that, like, Shadow came from Sonic or whatever, like, you know, whatever they're going to do with it. Because you're right, he does look like genetically created, like, when we see him. So, like, I really want, like, you know, that to be a thing, because, like, we already had Robotnik teaming up with an animal creature to go after Sonic, which is exactly what we had with the second one, with him teaming up with Knuckles. So what I really don't want is just Robotnik and Shadow teaming up in the third one to then, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, that would be super lame.
It's just like the same structure. Exactly. So,
but
like,
what I'm wondering, like, I don't know if you thought this was weird, but it felt like the military knew about Shadow, which is weird because they seemed very surprised about Sonic in the first movie.
Yeah. Shadow seems almost like, it looked like he was in like a military facility,
right?
Almost,
right? And they look like, very similar. So I was like, why are, like, when
did
going
they clone
back,
him?
I was like, I don't remember.
You know what I mean? No, I'm saying, like, could that be it?
But, like, if that was my point is that he looks, other than coloring, he looks just like Sonic. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what the government had to do with it. Like, if they knew about it for so long, and if they did know about it, why were they so surprised by Sonic's appearance? Because obviously they had creatures or beings like that on Earth before.
See, the way that I read it is that, like, they somehow got something off Sonic, like, whether it was, like, a quill, like, Robotnik have, and, like, tried to, like, clone him or duplicate him to, like, have their own Sonic, so they made Shadow. Kind of
you
thing.
Think like, Robotnik was it Robotnik?
I think it was like the government. Like I think because like Robotnik was like technically working for the government in the first one. I feel like it was like a separate, you know, like thing that they like made.
They said it was hidden, right? So they were like they just discovered this place at the end of the movie, right? Like that hidden place, and then you see like. So I'm that's what I'm like. Did the government create it, or was it like Robotnik had been experimenting? But that wouldn't make sense because Robotnik had been stuck on that mushroom planet.
Exactly. Do you remember how long was there like a timing thing showing like how long it was in between movies? I can't remember if there was like a 6 months later or like, you know what I mean?
I think he had been gone for 3 years, and I think they mentioned that he had been gone for 3 years in the movie.
Let me see if I can find
I'm not
it.
Really sure, but I yeah. Three is sticking out to me. I feel like they were like, you've been gone for 3 years, like or
eight
he's
months.
Back after oh, was eight it months. 8 months? I lied. Yeah. I don't know why I thought three. Maybe because three is half of eight. Like,
maybe.
Like visually. I'm trying to make it work.
I was going to say, what? I disagreed with you. And then
visually,
I was like, hold on.
Visually.
Right. Yeah. Now I get you. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. I don't know. I we have some questions. Like, I really just want it to be like a Sonic versus Shadow thing. I'm sure they're going to team up. Ideally, what that movie is Sonic versus Shadow, and then them eventually teaming up either against like Chaos or like Mecha Sonic. Like that's kind of what I want out of that movie. Which again, structurally is similar to the second one of like two animals fighting, but they team up at the end. Like I don't know. I feel
but that's
like
that's how the games have been,
exactly.
And that's how all the comics have been, and that's how all the animated series have been. So. I'm excited. I'm excited to see who else they bring in. I feel like the fact that they brought in two new characters this time, they might bring in another character other than Shadow. Like Shadow was our tease. And I would be curious to see if like they brought in any of the other characters. And I don't remember what the bunny's name is, but she's also like kind of like mechanically engineered. Do you know the rabbit?
The rabbit?
Yeah. Am I making shit up?
I know, like, the cat. I remember, like, the crocodile and the honeybee and...
No, I could have swore there was a rabbit when I watched it when I was, like, really little.
Cream the rabbit.
Right?
There's Cream the rabbit, but she's not, like, mechanical.
I thought she had, like, a mechanical arm or something. No? Maybe. You know what? I could just be remembering random things.
Well, you even have, like, Rouge, which is that, like, bat... lady like there's and like I mean
what
Amy
am I thinking of I am literally looking at Cream the rabbit and this is not what I was thinking about. Now I have to go back through my 80s guys, just ignore me. I'm gonna have to go back and look through 90s cartoon and be like, where did I see this rabbit with like a cyborg? There's a rabbit that's half cyborg in some cartoon from the 90s that I don't remember what it is. It's not important.
I can't, yeah, because like we have Amy, like we have like Blaze the cat and like Rouge the bat and like, you know, Big the cat. Like there are plenty of other characters, which like I'm curious to see. And like I said, there's like I don't remember the crocodile's name or like I think it was like a bee, but they're like, I feel like, I don't know. I'm so curious to see like how they're going to do it because I don't think we're, so like, and that's the other thing that we have announced so far is the Knuckles show, which is coming to Paramount Plus, which I'm assuming is going to be more live action. But like that like raises the question, like, is it a prequel? Like, is it going to be how like kind of Knuckles got to where, you know, where they were at the beginning of Sonic 2? Is it going to be like, you know, after
Bunny
the
Rabbit
movie?
D. Coulette. Birth name Bunny Rabbit is a protagonist in the Sonic the Hedgehog comic series and its spinoff published by Archie Comics. She is a Mobian rabbit, though partially robotic. I knew it. Because I was like, there is a rabbit that was like kind of like, here, I'll like post it to you later. Anyway,
I just looked it up.
There is a rabbit.
There is a rabbit from the comics, it seems.
Yeah. And I was like, I was like, am I like delusional? Like, where is this coming from?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. So, like, that's what I mean. Like, there's so many characters that could pull in. So, like, what do you want out of the Knuckles show then? Do you want a prequel? Do you want like a sequel to the second one? Like, what do you want out of Knuckles?
I feel like if we did a prequel, it would just be like him training by himself, trying to find Sonic and the stone.
Fair.
I want less Drax.
Yeah.
And I want us to get like a deeper, because Knuckles is so loved. Like, I just want them to do him right. Okay. I want them to do him right. But like, I'm just going to throw this character out here because I felt like I was kind of disappointed in the way they did Venom from Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like he's such a loved like villain. I just felt like they could have done so much more with him. So for Knuckles, I really want them to like really hone in on who Knuckles is and not just make it about, like, I don't want it to be completely comedic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Like, yeah.
I feel like Venom is like really funny and it throws me off because like growing up and watching the cartoon and like reading the comics, Venom is not funny. He's not the comic relief.
Venom is so always, dumb. Like, Venom was like chaos. He's like
so
he
stupid.
He had like just ridiculous throwaway lines. I mean, even in the beginning, like, I'll never forget like the 90s, like the first Spider-Man game, and like Venom is comedic, but he's like
personality.
Yeah, but he's more like, he's stupid. Like, he's like chaotic. Like, not in the same way that he is. I don't know. I like the Venom movies. I think they're okay. I think they like,
I don't dislike them. Yeah. I just feel like they could have been better.
That's so yeah. Yeah, with Knuckles, I just like I would want a prequel out of it, depending on how they do it, but I would want to see more of like the hints of that lore that they touched on. I want to see more of like the war between like the echidnas and the other animals, and like how that falls out. Like, again, like, I don't know how that works out, like, time wise.
Isn't that weird that it's like a bunch of owls fighting like weapon wielding echidnas? Like, I was like, that's such a weird kind of like,
so strange.
Yeah. But so, no, absolutely.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what we're going to get from it, but it's supposed to be coming. And apparently, you know, Sonic 2 will be coming, rumored to Paramount Plus next month. Apparently, the rumors are that it's coming May 24th, so you might be able to watch it at home pretty soon. I would
like some more video games.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have Sonic Origins coming in June, but that's a collection.
I want newer games.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a, like, Breath of the Wild Sonic at the end of the year.
That's going to be really dope. Like,
it's going to be really interesting
because it's like never really been super open worldy. So that's really cool.
Yeah, I'm really curious as to how that game is going to fall out. But Destiny, we will find out more about Knuckles and Sonic 2 when the time comes. Let's jump into a bit of news. One topic we just talked about, Sonic 2 is apparently coming to Paramount Plus in May. It is still rumored at this point. We haven't had an outright confirmation, but you know, I think that's pretty interesting. It's like what, a month and a half, and it's coming to a streaming service, which, like, I'm all for this. I like the tight turnaround to digital. Like, I think it just makes it more accessible for people who may not want to, you know, go to a theater at this point in time. What about you, dude? Do you think it's too soon for it to hit streaming, or do you think it should have been longer? Like, where are you at on this, if this is the real release date?
I think this is the way of the future. I think that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think because of COVID, things are just a lot different now. And like, they're just testing out, like, basically they're just testing out to see what works because we're in a new era. You know, people don't want to go out if they don't have to. People don't even go grocery shopping if they don't have to. Like, everybody delivers now. So, and I think a lot of these companies really are trying to beef up their streaming services. Netflix is about to go down. I don't even know what's going to happen with Netflix, but there's so many competitors out there. And I think the fact that Netflix hasn't ever really released movies in theaters, this is kind of like a bonus. Like, you can go see it in theaters or you can watch it from your home. Because some people really love that theater experience.
Exactly. And like, for me, like, I want all movies to be day and date digital. Let me like choose. Like, because like for Marvel movies or like for like the big like action movies, I will still go to theaters. You know what I mean? To watch it just because it's available. But like, so many people who may have young kids or who may have families who may not be able to just, you know, take 3 hours to go to the movie theater, or just, again, even from like a cost perspective, right? Like, if you can invite five friends over, split the cost of the movie. Like, I just want more accessibility and more availability for people to be able to jump in how they want to, because I don't think that's going to like destroy cinemas, which is like, you know, how a lot of people are peddling this now. People are still going to go out to watch movies.
Also, I just think like cinemas charge way too much anyway, because they don't really make a lot of money off of the actual movies, which that is some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you like think about like how much it goes into, I was like, they literally set up the whole like they put in the mood lighting and like the food, and you guys don't give them a cut of the money. Like, most of their money comes from ticket sales and concessions. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous, because theaters are massive.
Big. Yeah.
I'm just thinking of that electricity bill during the winter and the summer. Like,
for real. Let's touch on one more story before we close out here. Obviously, because it's Persona, I can't let it pass. Coming from comicbook.com, written by Logan Moore, Persona fans disappointed by new 25th anniversary announcement. So a bit of backstory. Last year, I think it started in August or September, Persona was like, it's the 25th anniversary. We're doing a year of announcements. Every couple months, we're having new announcement. There's going to be 9 new projects in the Persona universe. There was a lot of hype. There were like, are we getting re-releases? Are we getting remasters? Are we getting new games? It's been bullshit most of the way through. It's been like merch announcements or like Atlas has a store now. And the latest run of absolute ridiculousness, Persona fan, now I'm reading from comicbook.com. Persona fans have found themselves disappointed once again by the latest announcement from Atlas that is meant to coincide with the 25th anniversary of the JRPG series. When 25th anniversary of Persona first rolled around last year, Atlas revealed that it would be making a bunch of stuff. One of them was more noteworthy, with Persona 4 Arena Ultimax coming to new platforms, while others have not been. What we got in April, well, let me tell you, Destiny, they're teaming up with a mouthwash, so you can buy Persona mouthwash with the characters.
Whoa.
On the fucking mouthwash.
That's what I want to wake up and do in the morning.
Jesus Christ, man. Like, why?
At least get with ColourPop and do like a whole makeup line if you're going to be going like for stuff just like that.
Ridiculous. And then the other announcement that like is cool, but it's still basically just like a promise of another announcement, which is the Persona Super Live P Sound Wish 2022 Crossing Journey. It's a 2-day festival of like Persona music that is going to go down in October in Japan. Very cool. Like, this is an event that has come up before. And just to give some context, this is coming from Persona Central. They kind of did a rundown in the same concert in 2015. That's where they first revealed Persona 5. In 2017, they announced Persona 3 Dancing, Persona 5 Dancing, and Persona Q2. And in 2019, that's where they announced Persona 5 Royal and Persona 5 Scramble. So we're probably going to be getting a significant announcement at this event. Hopefully, but it's still months away. And they're apparently now saying the next run of announcements is going to come in June. Destiny, I keep getting my fucking hopes up.
And toothbrushes and chapstick.
It's gonna be like a cooking apron or some shit. Something that like nobody asked for, but whatever they're trying to sell to us. I just wish that we got more decent announcements out of this, especially for how much they've been hyping it up.
About the mouthwash? Those minty Persona 4 flavors? Yum. Does it come in 4 flavors? Oh, if it came in 4 flavors.
Well, like, they have, like, one for, like a different packaging for each, like, protagonist from the Persona series. Cheap. It's just ridiculous. It's silly. But, okay, at least, hopefully, by October, we'll know what Persona 6 is. I just wanted to bring that up because it's mouthwash. Mouthwash. That was their announcement. And a concert.
Yeah, mouth.
Months away. Talk. I hate it so much. Ridiculousness. But we will be back next week, everybody. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and watching. But before we go, Dee, if people want to find more of you, where could they do so?
So you can find me on Instagram at Liquor Store Diva. You can find me on Twitter at DMBC32. You can find us over at Level 1 Gaming. And by the way, guys, our bonus level episodes will be up very, very soon. Mm-hmm. We would love to see you over there, because we have a lot of stuff like planned for it. We just had to get the music down, because you know how we do. So we got the music, right. Yeah, it had to be right. So we got the music. We're gonna work on the intro, and that should be going up hopefully in like 2 weeks or so. I'm saying that like hopefully. But if it's not, don't get upset. You can find me here, and you can also find me and Matt over at the Burnout Brighter Twitter. We both handle that, so if you ever have questions or anything on there, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. I'm always active on Twitter now. I used to hate it, but like, I'm always active and like
catches you now. It just like
I know
hooks you. So make sure you follow D in all the right places. As for myself, you can find me over at Burnout_Matt on Twitter, or you can find me over with Carpool Gaming every week, where we do the PlayStation Drive every Friday around lunchtime, talking about PlayStation and other fun stuff. So come check that out, because we have fun doing it. But D, we'll be back very, very soon with our next episode. We have some really cool guests lined up coming up very, very soon. So please be excited, and we'll see you on the next one.
Peace out. Guys. Deuces.
I feel like that's a spy de facto. You like work your way into Florida and they're like, here are some edibles. Here are some edibles, and please continue on.